dissolved because of newly signed U.S. legislation supporting pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong. Reuters' Eve Johnson has more.
A so-called Phase 1 deal between the world's two largest economies had originally been expected by the end of November. A trade deal could have averted another round of U.S. tariffs set to hit Chinese products on December 15th. But now, things are looking shaky. According to Chinese state media on Sunday, Beijing wants more from the deal than just avoiding new duties. The Global Times reported that top priority would be removing existing tariffs. People close to the White House have told Reuters that a Phase 1 deal isn't looking likely until the new year.
That's Reuters' Eve Johnson. On Monday, China took additional action against the legislation. AP's Ken Moritsuga has more.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry announced that it would suspend any visits by U.S. Navy ships to Hong Kong, to the Hong Kong port. And it would also put some kind of sanctions on various American pro-democracy organizations and human rights organizations.
That's AP's Ken Moritsuga. U.S. President Donald Trump is accusing Brazil and Argentina of hurting U.S. farmers through currency manipulation and says he'll slap tariffs on their steel and aluminum imports.
They devalued their currency very substantially by 10%. Argentina also. And I gave them a big break on tariffs, but now I'm taking that break off.
Brazil's president, an admirer of Mr. Trump, is calling for talks. Israel's attorney general has officially submitted his indictment against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, giving him 30 days to appeal for immunity. Netanyahu denies any wrongdoing and has rejected calls to resign. U.S. stocks are down sharply in midday trading. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is on his way to London for a NATO summit. Reuters' Francesca Lina reports.
At the London summit, marking NATO's 70th anniversary, leaders will try to put on a show of unity as they face questions about the future of the US-led alliance. Trump is due to hold separate talks with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Emmanuel Macron, who recently vented that NATO was experiencing brain death, prompting Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan to tell Macron to check that his own brain was not failing. Macron complained of a lack of strategic coordination between European allies on the one hand and the United States and Turkey on the other. US officials regard the NATO summit as a celebratory moment for Trump, as his pressure on member nations has led many to increase their military spending.
That's Reuters' Francesca Lina reporting. While Mr. Trump is in Europe, Democratic lawmakers in Congress will take a big step this week in the impeachment inquiry of the president. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Members of the House Intelligence Committee are getting a chance to review the report before it's sent to the Judiciary Committee for Wednesday's landmark hearing. White House counsel Pat Cipollone, who calls the inquiry baseless and highly partisan, has declined an invitation for the president's counsel to appear at the hearing. Wednesday's hearing is expected to convene legal experts whose testimony, along with the report from the Intelligence Committee, could lay the groundwork for possible articles of impeachment, which the Judiciary Committee is expected to draw up soon. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The annual climate change meeting opened today in Madrid. Democratic members of Congress attending the conference say the U.S. remains committed to the Paris Climate Accord despite President Trump's decision to withdraw from the agreement. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told an audience at this year's U.N. climate meeting in Madrid that we're still in it. Pelosi, who led the delegation of more than a dozen members of Congress to the Spanish capital, said climate change poses a threat to public health, the economy, and national security. The congressional group is separate from the official U.S. delegation at the COP25 conference. The U.S. technically remains a member of the Paris Accord until November the 4th, 2020. I'm Zaria Shackley.
The European Union and the United Nations are coordinating the international efforts to assist Albania after last week's 6.4 magnitude earthquake that killed 51 people and left thousands homeless. Albania's defense minister says nearly 800 rescuers from the EU and other countries are helping with the search and rescue efforts. An EU team is leading the damage assessment and distribution of aid. For more on any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app for news on the go. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
News. It's VOA with all the latest hits right here on VOA 1.